This is Discoveries at Walt Disney Concert Hall from NPR. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Yeah, it's a lonely world. I guess it always was.
Roseanne Cash writes songs that are poetic and personal. And none are more personal than the one she wrote for her album Black Cadillac. She crafted them over two tumultuous years, when she lost her father, country legend Johnny Cash, and her mother, and her stepmother. Even as she mourned, Roseanne Cash says, the songs kept coming.
It seemed relentless. It seemed like I couldn't get away from them, that they had their own life. They were demanding to be written. I had to keep my catcher's mitt on all the time to get these songs. And that was a great, great feeling.
Join Roseanne Cash on her personal journey as she sings songs from Black Cadillac and from her father's list of 100 essential country songs. This time on Discoveries at Walt Disney Concert Hall from NPR. Although many of the songs Roseanne Cash performed at Walt Disney Concert Hall were from her album Black Cadillac, she reached back into her catalog to play some old favorites. Here's What We Really Want from her 1990 album Interiors, written while her first marriage was falling apart.
We're trying to make ourselves pay for something we've never done. Threw the best parts of life away on street talk, strangers, and drugs, when what we really want is love. And what we really need is love. I wanna call out your name. I wanna hold out my hand. The woman silent in the mirror tonight wants to talk to your mirror man. And what they really want is love. And what they really need is love. Ships in the night, and waters deep in between. The air is freezing and we can't find the light, so we sail off into our dreams. And what we really dream is love. And what we really need, what we want, yeah, is love. Someone else's world. Sat and looked out my window last night and do that things had changed for this girl. Cause what I really found is love. And what I really feel is love. And what we really want is love. And what we really need, what we want, yeah. Thank you.
What We Really Want, written and performed by Roseanne Cash. Next, she'll be on the stage of Walt Disney Concert Hall performing songs about memory, loss, and personal history. And as part of that personal history, she'll sing a tune written by her dad, the late, great Johnny Cash. This is Discoveries at Walt Disney Concert Hall from NPR. It's a series that explores an eclectic mix of music from the heart of L.A., classical musicians, jazz artists, world music, and singer-songwriters. I'm Renee Montaigne. This time, the richly textured, emotionally honest songs of Roseanne Cash. She first burst onto the scene in 1979 with her album Right or Wrong. It featured three breakout hits, including No Memories Hanging Around.
You don't.
That country influence you're hearing came naturally to Roseanne Cash. She's the daughter of country superstar Johnny Cash and says she learned a lot from him.
It was a multi-layered education to tour with him right after high school because, you know, I not only got to sock him this time with my dad, but I also watched him from the wings every night for a couple of years, and that was an education in itself. I mean, at that time, I didn't think about becoming a performer myself, but I think in some way I assimilated what I saw, you know, his natural way with an audience.
I plan to crawl outside these walls, close my eyes and see, and fall into the heart and arms those who wait for me.
Johnny Cash singing his daughter's song, September When It Comes. Over the years, Roseanne Cash has recorded more than a dozen albums and crossed many musical boundaries, reflecting her interests in folk and rock.
And the wheel goes round, round, and the flame in our souls, it will never.
Many of the songs Cash performs at Walt Disney Concert Hall come from her most recent album, Black Cadillac, written and recorded during a difficult time. Roseanne Cash's father, mother, and her stepmother all passed away within a two-year period. She wanted to make it more than just a concert. She added some videos and sang some of her father's favorite songs. At the beginning of this performance, Roseanne Cash made the bold choice not to sing, but to show a short video about her ancestors. It's called Mariners and Musicians.
My ancestors on my father's side came to America in the middle of the 17th century. The original American Cash was a mariner named William from County Fife in Scotland, who sailed across the Atlantic and settled in Salem, Massachusetts. His sons and daughters and grandchildren and great-grandchildren spread south into Virginia and Georgia and Arkansas. They never went farther west than the Mississippi Delta. They were sailors who became southern farmers, but no musicians appeared until my dad, J.R. Cash, was born in 1932. Now, in the 21st century, the sailors and farmers have disappeared, but musicians, singers, and songwriters are spilling down through the modern generations. In 1839, one of my seafaring ancestors, a Captain William Cash of Nantucket, on one of his first whaling voyages to the South Pacific, shipwrecked off the coast of Long Island, in between Amagansett and Montauk. Four men survived. William and three others swam to shore in the stormy night while their ship burned on the reef and their shipmates sank to their ocean graves. I go to that spot on Long Island sometimes. I look out to where William's ship lies on the sandy bottom. I am the ghost of his future. I am the American he will become. I help him as he crawls up on the sand. I stand next to him and I say, "This isn't the end. We believe in survival. Though our shipwrecks on this reef 1,000 times, your tragedies are not permanent. Your redemption comes in waves. This shore belongs to everyone, and you'll be a captain one day." I am part of the river of souls who make up the sliver of America that belongs to mariners and musicians, those who love the sea and those who make music. The ocean and the soil, the body and the soul, the words and the music. I am at the congruence of sea and dirt, and it becomes a song. I am from a long line of Americans without illusions. We became who we were. The river I sail is one of longing for what I already have, an ache to be who I already am. American without illusions, a member of the world, the river and the ocean it flows into. Headlights on a Texas road, and Hank Williams on the radio. A church wedding, they spent all they had. Now the deal is done to become mom and dad. Watching you from above, 'cause long before life there was love. See those little girls just like China dolls. All for one, then one by one they fall. High on a hill where the world passes by. You never came back, but I know you tried. 'Cause to prove how much I care. I didn't know it, but you were always there. Till September when you slipped away. In the middle of my life on the longest day. Now I hear you say, maybe I'll be watching you.
Roseanne Cash on stage at Walt Disney Concert Hall.
It was a black Cadillac that drove you away. And everybody's talking, but they don't have much to say. It was a black sky of rain, none of it fell. One of us gets to go to heaven, one has to stay in hell. Now it's a lonely world, I guess it always was. Mine is you, and mine is blood. It was a black Cadillac, like one you used to drive. You were always rolling, but those wheels burn up your life. Oh, it's a black heart of pain that I'm wearing, it suits me just fine. There was nothing I could do for you when you were still alive. Yeah, it's a lonely world, it's just a numbers game. 100 years won't find me feeling just the same. Yeah, it's a lonely world, I guess it always was. Mine is you, and mine is blood, my
Good evening. It's so nice to be here on this smog-free, gorgeous California dreaming day. This is almost like a homecoming. I've been a New Yorker for 16 years, but I grew up in Southern California, so this has that home feeling. These songs are from Black Cadillac, and this is a record where the past, the present, and the future are like mixed parts and all come together, particularly in this song. Because in 1954, I was not born, but my father was a radio operator in the Air Force in Landsberg, Germany, and my mother was the girl from San Antone. Thank you.
tiny foreign room. We can't hear you now, later, calling out and coming through. Radio operator, you're a boy so far from home, with a signal like a heartbeat, not afraid but so alone. Where are the messages we keep? The secret called the parts unknown. I'll ride the signal to the world, to the girl in San Antonio. Do you ever think of me? 'Cause I'm a gleam on some horizon, just too far away to see. Radio operator, I am calling like a friend from the future, from the present, and it never has to end. Where are the messages from me? The secret called the parts unknown. I'll ride the signal to the world and to the girl in San Antonio. Future from your memory, and it never has to end. This message will not end.
Singer-songwriter Roseanne Cash at Walt Disney Concert Hall.
My mother used to live up the road, up the highway in Ventura, and now she lives in the world unseen. So I'm going to do this for her. This is called The World Unseen.
Thank you.
From your empty room, I can hear it fall. And now that we must live apart, I have a lock of hair and one half of my heart. So I will look for you between the grooves of songs we sing, westward leading, still proceeding to the world unseen.
John Leventhal. Sometimes don't you just wake up and have this impulse to just torch your entire past? Just start with a clean slate. Just nothing happened. It's a fresh new day. How would it sound if that happened, John, if I woke up and I said, you know, let's just torch the entire past. That's kind of how I thought it would sound.
And I watch you from this distance.
distant place I found. Jail and the co-op board, the garden club and the bedroom door, the sprinkled lawn and the mirrored hall, the Christmas tree just burned it all.
This Town, written and performed by Roseanne Cash. Her dad, Johnny Cash, compiled a list of 100 essential country songs, and we'll hear her sing a couple of them coming up. You're listening to Discoveries at Walt Disney Concert Hall from NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. From the Kresge Foundation, investing in nonprofits to help them catalyze growth, connect to stakeholders, and challenge greater support, on the web at kresge.org. From Rosalind Croman Swig, thanking the donors to the NPR Foundation and councils for their support of NPR programming. From the Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities, on the web at wallacefoundation.org. And from Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation created by Andrew Carnegie to promote the advancement and diffusion of knowledge and understanding.
This is Discoveries at Walt Disney Concert Hall from NPR. I'm Renee Montaigne. This time it's singer-songwriter Roseanne Cash. When she was 18 years old, her father, Johnny Cash, handed her a list of what he called 100 essential country songs.
The list was very scholarly in an odd way. I mean, if my dad had been a college professor and had taught this list, I think his students would have come out with a very good overview of country music, at least up till 1973, which is when he wrote the list. You know, he had history songs like the Battle of New Orleans and protest songs, Woody Guthrie, and, you know, your classic Hank Williams songs, and Hank Snow, Great Speckled Bird, I remember, was on the list. It had gospel, Appalachian, modern country at that time, you know, mid-70s, early 70s. It was very well balanced, and And he wasn't self-referential to any great degree. You know, there are only a couple of his own songs on there.
Like this one, Big River.
Fascinated by the little dark-haired boy who played the And then one day he was gone, and no one ever saw him round. He'd vanished like a breeze, and they forgot him in the little town. But all the girls still dreamed about him and hung around the cabaret until the doors were locked. And then one day on the hit parade was a little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box, and he would play.
Roseanne Cash on stage at Walt Disney Concert Hall. Here's another song from her album, Black Cadillac, God is in the Roses.
God is in the roses, the petals and the thorns, the storms out on the ocean, the souls who will be born, and every drop of rain that falls, falls for those who mourn. God is in the roses and the thorns. The sun is on the cemetery, and leaves are on the stones. There never was a place on earth that felt so much like home. We're falling like the velvet petals, we're bleeding and we're torn, but God is in the roses and the thorns. Father and a son, it may not last forever, ever, but it never will be done. My whole world fits inside the moment I saw you be reborn. God is in the roses, and that day was filled with roses. God is in the roses and the thorns.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to leave you with one more song. In the beginning of the evening, you learned about a Scottish sea captain who came over and started this family, my father's side, and they didn't tell you the name of the ship. And the name of the ship that he came over on in the middle of the 17th century was the Good Intent. And this song is called The Good Intent.
I sailed in on the good intent, with all intentions clear. A man without a mystery, a vision brought me here. The ocean gave me room to roam, but the shore is calling out. So I will marry, build a home, and see what that's about. Children came by dozens then, drifting south like rain. I worked the soil, I used the gun, the waves have turned to grain. I tried to love this with blackened, bleeding hands. But I will not survive this life, but I'll become a man. My brother sold my mother's house. I never shed a tear. And I could watch the world in smoke. There's nothing for me here. I've seen behind the dark. And it's all I want to know. So I'll sail off on the good intent to my true happy home. Yes, I'll sail off on the good intent. Nevermore to roam.
Cats. God bless you.
Singer-songwriter Roseanne Cash at Walt Disney Concert Hall. The broadcast of this LA Phil Presents concert is made possible through the support of the County of Los Angeles. Special thanks to Brian Grohl and Daniel Song. Fred Vogler recorded this performance at Walt Disney Concert Hall. Additional engineering, Neil Tivolt, Neil Rausch, Marcia Caldwell, and Manya. Our program was written by Jeff London and produced by Flawn Williams and Jeff London. Anya Grundman is executive producer of NPR Music. I'm Renee Montaigne, and this is Discoveries at Walt Disney Concert Hall. To hear this program again and to hear more great concerts, go to NPR's new music site, npr.org/music. And thank you for listening.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. From the Kresge Foundation, investing in nonprofits to help them catalyze growth, connect to stakeholders, and challenge greater support. On the web at kresge.org. From Rosalind Croman Swig, thanking the donors to the NPR Foundation and councils for their support of NPR programming. From the Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities. On the web at wallacefoundation.org. And from the Annenberg Fund for Excellence in Communications and Education. This is NPR, National Public Radio.